When you build a bridge, it's building the new Tappan Zee Bridge, which I guess is open now. Building any bridge. The architects, the engineers, they had to follow the laws of physics. They had to follow the law of gravity, right? They had to follow acceptable building and engineering practices. Because if they don't, bridges fall over. And when a bridge falls over, people on the bridge, people under the bridge, people die. So if someone recognizes a problem during construction, he's got to make that problem known. Because people's lives are at stake here with these. There's a great tradition to bridge building. You know, the engineering, the inventiveness, the artistry of bridges spans millennia. But as old or even older than the tradition of building bridges is a particular bridge that was built to span the gap between God and the ancient Israelites. And that, as we heard in this first reading today, is the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments bridge the gap between God's ways and human ways, so that, which were oftentimes very different, so that the people could know and could come to God. Ultimately, following the laws of the universe instead of trying to work against them does seem to make sense. Because whether it's the laws of physics or the laws of chemistry or the laws of biology or the Ten Commandments, they were all established by God. And as the Jewish people are fond of saying, the Jews have kept the law, and the laws have kept the Jews. The bridge for them remains open, remains secure. But what happens when Jesus, today, in this passage, where Jesus sees these vendors in the temple area, with all the birds and with all the money changers and with all of the sheep and all the cows and everything, he sees that a place of God has been turned into a marketplace, and he's not happy. He gets upset. I mean, he gets upset multiple times within the Gospels. I mean, he meets a woman at the well who's involved with adultery, and he's upset. He's merciful, he's caring and everything, but it upsets him. When the Pharisees misrepresent the Sabbath day, he gets upset. You know, he gets into a discussion and a little bit of an argument. He gets upset because just like a builder who realizes that a bridge is being built badly, isn't following the laws of engineering or following the laws of physics, he knows that people's lives are at stake. They can die. And he's not worried so much about their bodies, like a bridge builder is worried about people's bodies. He's worried about the death of their souls, which is a much more serious problem. Because these commandments were given to bridge the gap so that people could safely cross over to God. But instead, he comes to the temple and he sees commerce is taking precedence over the holy presence of God. That Jesus cannot let stand. Some people, reading this passage, they see this event in Jesus' life and they think, oh, it's like a tantrum. I mean, when was the last time you threw a tantrum? I don't know, it's like a two-year-old thing, right? Terrible twos. Or reality TV personalities or something. I mean, that's kind of their thing, right? Generally, a tantrum is sort of a petty anger. We get angry because we didn't get our way. You know, but I don't think this is a tantrum. I think Jesus is justifiably angry here. And people say, don't get angry, it's not good. I shouldn't get angry, it's not good to get angry. Well, of course it's okay to get angry. It's okay to get angry, but get angry at the right thing, okay? Don't get angry over stupid stuff. Oh, they canceled my favorite television show. No, sorry, it's fine. Not the right thing to get angry at. That's not worth it. Instead, get angry at the same things Jesus gets angry at, okay? What are you doing in my Father's house? What are you doing in my temple? Get out of here. And he flips the tables over, you know? It's okay to be angry. People, groups, countries go to war, hopefully because they are angry at the right things. People, groups join in protests, even anti-war protests, fascinatingly, because they believe they are angry at the right things. They engage in war because they don't want war, whatever. I mean, even St. Paul, who was angry at Christians because he persecuted them because he perceived that they were violating God's law. A good thing to fight for. Even he realized that he came to see that Jesus was really the promised Messiah, He was, you know, he's the Christ the Jews have been waiting for and hoping for. And so he just changed sides. Then he started fighting for the other side instead, you know. Some people really come to life in a battle, in a fight, you know. I think St. Paul is one of those people. And in doing so, you know, he joins the people he had been persecuting, and then he becomes one of the persecuted ones himself. I mean, to the point of becoming a martyr, eventually. He had his head chopped off with a sword in the whole 9 yards. So if you find yourself angry at something, just try not to be angry. First, make sure you're angry at the right thing. And if you are, then go flip some tables over. Okay? Because we're Christians. We copy Jesus, right? We do as Christ did.